down.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Family members are grieving an American couple who were church missionaries killed during a gang attack in Haiti. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Gang violence and gunfire erupt routinely on the streets of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. Missouri State Representative Ben Baker says his daughter Natalie, 21 years old, and her husband Davey Lloyd, full-time missionaries in Haiti, were killed Thursday night. He says they went to heaven together. Lloyd's sister says she and her brother grew up in Haiti. Their parents are full-time missionaries there. She says the couple and the Haitian director of the Missions in Haiti organization were ambushed by gang members as they left a church and later shot by another group that attacked the home they tried to hide in. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. has announced another military package for Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Two officials previewed the $275 million package yesterday, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken has now confirmed the aid, saying it's part of American efforts to help repel the assault near Ukraine's second biggest city. The package includes rocket systems, munitions, and artillery rounds. The State Department says Blinken will also travel to Eastern Europe next week, amid concerns about not just Russian advances in Ukraine, but its potential interference in neighboring Moldova and pro-Moscow legislation being pushed in Georgia. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Egypt says it has agreed to send UN humanitarian aid trucks through Israel's main crossing into Gaza, but it remains unclear if the aid will be able to enter the territory as fighting raged in the southern city of Rafah amid Israel's escalating offensive there. The CIA chief met in Paris with Israeli and Qatari officials trying to revive negotiations for a ceasefire and a hostage release.